Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to another episode of Empowerment 365, 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. I'm Marvin Rohn, and today we have a wonderful show for you. And as always, we start with the Empowerment Pledge, and that pledge is I will work on myself. And if you can, every day, begin your day with working on yourself, working on your thinking, your mindset, your ideas, your thoughts, then you can become empowered because you are now right on the cusp of understanding you. So the idea here is to work on yourself, to work on your issues, your concerns, your hurts, and your pains. And if you will support and assistance, and that's the tools of empowerment, you can strive to develop those tools every day and become a better person. It is working on yourself every day. It's the practice of working on yourself. And so all you have to do is sit down, get to a quiet place, and begin to do the work of working on yourself. And this work is daily. I will work on myself every day. I will humble myself every day. I will practice working on myself, working on my thinking, examining my feelings, asking myself the questions, not probing questions, just feeling and understanding and acknowledging how you feel. And so the practice is daily. It is working on yourself. It is examining your ways, your feelings, your thoughts, your mood, your mindset, your beliefs, and your emotions. You have to be able to practice putting yourself in check, and not in a negative way, not in a very strong or aggressive way, just very subtly get to know yourself, and that's what it's all about. So the pledge is a pledge to yourself. It's saying that I am going to make a commitment to working on myself, and if you could do that every day, you'll have it. It's just as simple as that, and that's how it works. It's just working on yourself every day. So today we're going to work on really preparing ourselves to take the next step in the empowerment process. So today I ask you to humble yourself once again. Begin your day with gratitude. That's today and every day is gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. I am thankful for something. Find yourself thankful for something. Humble yourself. Get out of your way and begin to practice being thankful. And the first thankfulness that we practice here is thanksgiving for your life, for your health. If you can practice those things, then you got it. It's just a simple process of being humble. And that is putting yourself to the side, your ego self, and then really saying, I'm humbling myself because I am thankful for another day. And can you become thankful right now for another day practicing becoming empowered? And so along with that practice is forgiveness. So as you humble yourself, as you take your ego and move it to the side and begin to forgive and let go of some things, that's a daily process. And so if you have some things that you need to let go, take the time to continue to practice forgiving. And that's just a thought. And you can even verbalize that and say, I forgive myself, I forgive you, or whomever it is that you need to begin the process of forgiving. You don't have to call anyone and say, you know what, I forgive you. That can be a personal thing. And once you let it go, just continue to let it go. You know, if you need to do it over and over and over again, just the practice or the thought of you just every day forgiving something or someone, even yourself, for some things that you've done or said, some actions or activities, then that's the beginning. That's the process that you are able to start your day with your heart clear and open. And so that's what it's all about. Okay? So that is how we begin our day. And so today what we're going to do is humble ourselves even more. The practice of humility is important because it takes your ego and it puts it in a place that makes you very humble. And that's a place where you need to be, because we have to get to a place where every day we're practicing humility. And so today I humble myself. And today I boldly stand ready. If you would just say this to yourself, I stand ready and willing to examine myself. I'm ready and willing to examine my heart, my ways, and my intention. What's your heart saying today? What is your heart telling you? Not your ego, your heart. And are you willing to sit for a moment and examine yourself? So look at your life, look at your ways, look at your habits, examine your heart, and then look at your intentions. Look at your intent, the personal intents of what it is, or your intentions of what it is that you intend to do, accomplish. What are you thinking about? And then ask yourself, why do you think and feel that way? So that's the very beginning of the process, is to be able to look at yourself and say, hey, I really need to examine my ways. I really need to examine my thinking. I'm challenging myself to ask, okay, what am I doing here? Am I meeting my goals? Am I really simply trying to become the best person that I can be? And that's going to be important as you go along, because the more that you begin to humble yourself, look at yourself, examine your ways, then you begin to become a little more humble. So as we continue this process, I want you to really look at yourself today and ask for forgiveness. And so I ask for forgiveness for all of my mistakes. I ask for forgiveness for all of my mistakes, my misjudgments, and my misdeeds. I am forgiven, and I'm asking for forgiveness for anything that I've done that's wrong. Clean your slates today, people. I ask for forgiveness for my selfishness, for my disregard, and my disrespect to anything and anyone, including myself. This is a very powerful piece, because now you're beginning to accept some responsibility for your behaviors, for your actions, your activities, and any negativity that you brought into the world. And so as we continue, I humble myself to simply ask for forgiveness to anyone that my beliefs, my thoughts, my behaviors, my actions, my activities, and my words has brought harm to or hurt to. Can you ask quietly and humbly for forgiveness? And can you make that a most profound thought in your mind, that I am humbling myself to ask for forgiveness? You don't have to call anyone. Just humble yourself to ask quietly. And then become grateful. I am grateful for this day and for each day that I am allowed to experience. And that's a powerful piece. Become thankful right now for this day and every day. If you can continue to practice becoming humble, if you can continue every day to be grateful for the day that you're in, the day that you've been given, the day that you've been allowed to experience, then your world will begin to change, because you'll begin to appreciate some things. Don't make your life such a difficult process. Just experience it. Let it unfold. Become grateful for your life. Become truly grateful for your health. And if you would say with me today, I am truly grateful for my life and my health. And today I recognize that life is a process. It's a process filled with experiences to learn and grow from. And you have to see life that way. There are going to be some challenges in life. There are going to be obstacles. But can you continue to work on yourself? Can you continue to be grateful? Can you continue to humble yourself? Can you continue to respect the process of life by practicing humility, gratitude, and forgiveness? And this practice is your effort to become a better person. To become a better person than you were yesterday. If you can practice working on becoming better, becoming a better person, better friend, a better human being than you were yesterday, then you're on your way. And if you can begin to practice each and every day of your life for the rest of your life becoming the best person that you can be, then you have it. So there's simple steps that I'm asking you to consider today. Consider working on yourself. Consider working on your mindset and your thoughts and your feelings and your moods and your emotions. And you got it. Humble yourself. Practice humility. Practice forgiveness. Practice gratitude and being thankful. If you again can work on recognizing that this process that we call life is a beautiful thing. Yeah, sometimes it's filled with pitfalls, and sometimes it's filled with things that you just don't know what to say or what to do. But if you would just quiet yourself, if you would just tame your emotions, tame your feelings, just humble yourself every day and practice working on yourself, you become a better person. So today, I just want to take a few moments with you to practice I am statements. And that I am statement is, I am, from the beginning. And when you wake up, say to yourself, think to yourself, I am. And then these series of thoughts that you can tell yourself or you can talk to yourself with goes this way. I am working on myself. I am peaceful. I am disciplined. I am focused. I am healthy. I am positive. I am great. I am special. I am unique. I am forgiving. I am loving. And I am kind. And if you could tell yourself these thoughts over and over again, reaffirming to yourself how great you are, and how beautiful you are, and how loving you are, and how positive you are, and how peaceful you are, then you have it. So these are the simple, basic processes that we go through every day with the empowerment. It's just a daily practice. So today we're going to transition into the mental relaxation aspect of the empowerment. And what I want you to do now is just quiet yourself, calm yourself, and begin your relaxation exercise by taking a few slow, deep breaths. Relax and calm your mind and your thoughts. And begin to block all thoughts that come into your mind and begin to slowly focus. Focus your thoughts. Begin to slowly take a deep breath and just release. Slowly begin to calm yourself and become relaxed. Breathe in and slowly begin to mentally relax within. Relax your mind and allow the feelings of peacefulness to just move throughout your mind and your body. Just for a moment, sit quietly and mentally feel the calming feelings of peacefulness and tranquility. Allow yourself to feel peaceful and to feel tranquil. Just sit for a moment and relax. Let go. And once you are completely relaxed, begin to mentally and emotionally release. Just let go. Just be. Yes, just be with yourself. Breathe in slowly. Relax and let it out. Breathe in again slowly. Just release. Begin to feel gratitude and appreciation for your life. Slowly breathe in and become thankful for your life and your health. And think these thoughts before we end today. I am worthy. I am worthy of joy within. I am worthy of happiness within. And I am worthy of peace within. And it's a daily process of becoming peaceful, happy, and joyful within. This has been Empowerment 365. 365 days of motivation and empowerment. We're working on ourselves. So I ask you to continue to practice working on yourself today and each day, knowing that every day you can become better by just working on yourself, by simply trying to do that. So know that it is really simple to work on yourself. All you have to do is understand a few things. Simply sit to yourself and become quiet. Practice becoming the best person that you can be. Know that justice, fairness, and equality. Become the best person that you can be today and every day. Join me on the web at www.theempowerment.weebly.com. Have a have a great day.